When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There you are. How are we all? Brace, brace. It's time for Homo Sapiens. Listeners, you find me in the glamorous, most glamorous of locations. I'm in the Hampton by Hilton Hotel in Bristol Airport because, you know, that's my life. Staying over in the airport because I've got a flight at 6 a.m. and I'll be blown if I'm getting up at whatever it is. So I'm in the hotel. It's seconds away from the airport, I'm told. 5 minute walk. Although there was a slight run-in because we actually accidentally went to the Holiday Inn, which is much further away, and I would have just trotted out and gone in, and then I would have been not able to get to the airport. So that was a little bit of excitement. So I'll paint a picture for you. I'm looking at a sort of plastic office chair, which in front of a desk. No mini bar in here. Not even a room service. Little kettle, very sweet. Milk and things. I don't think there's a biscuit with the tea making stuff, which is always a little sad. Bar downstairs. Restaurant-y bar situation. You have to go down there if you want to get a drink, etc. Quite good fun. Something going on with gayness down there. There was a guy talking on the phones I came in about someone being, well, I don't know, he was talking about someone being really gay, but he was saying it in a positive way. And he was like, you'd love them. I think he was gay, talking to his gay friend. Not quite sure. Anyway, that was going on. So I was like, Bristol, cool. And then you can sort of have a drink down there. Some people are having fun. They're playing news. And then in my room, I think that's a sofa bed, you know. That is, I've got a sofa bed in here. I've got some lovely sort of petrol blue curtains. Bit of a blue feature wall, kind of very 1980s silver mirror, actually, with sort of squiggles all over it, which could absolutely have been in that flat they had in Three Men and a Baby. And then sort of groovy wardrobe, that like the door to the wardrobe is also the door to the bathroom, then it slides across, kind of funky. And here we are. I'm a cable queen, so I've got everything charging. I love travelling with all the right cables. So I've just bought, life-changing actually, and I use that word sparingly. It's like a multi-cable. So one end is both kinds of things you'd need for a USB charger, and the other end is like every version you'd need to charge an iPhone or whatever. So it's all rather exciting. What else have I got to tell you? Riding high off the absolute thrill of our live show we did on Thursday. Like-Minded Homos, it was called. It was a crossover podcast mashup, as they say, with Tom Allen and Susie Ruffle and their lovely podcast, Like-Minded Friends. And we did what is now called officially a Gay GM, the annual gay meeting, where we decided what is gay culture, what is in, what is out. We talked about everyone's queer cultural moments of the year. We had a right old gas with Tom and Susie about the history of their podcast. We signed up a whole load of new committee members to be on the committee for the Gay GM going forwards. We met a ton of you. It was so lovely to meet you all and take pictures and hang out. It was absolute delight. And I just cannot thank each and every one of you enough for coming down. It was a packed out, sold out event. It was just made me so happy. And we had a laugh and we're going to do more. So come down. It was a very happy, inclusive, funny, warm space. I won't lie, I was a little bit drunk by the end. But we just had a laugh. I'm just going to have a little sip of my Diet Coke. They had Diet Coke down in the bar, went down and got one. Nothing quite like an ice cold Diet Coke, is there? Anyway, for those of you who didn't make it down, this is what today is. You get to hear the live event here on the podcast. If you want to listen to the first half of our AGM, Gay GM annual gay meeting, you need to find your way over to the Like Minded Friends podcast feed. The link is in the bio, so it's very easy for you. And we have the second half here for you. And we've got lovely messages from lots of you who came down. Patricia, who travelled all the way from Ireland to come and see us. Hi, Patricia. It was so lovely to meet you. We took a selfie together. So lovely to meet you after the show, and thank you for seeking us out. We really enjoyed our chat. Look forward to the next like-minded homos night out. Patricia, you were there with your son, and Patricia, what an amazing, supportive mum you are, is all I can say. You are the dream mother. You were there to just look after him, support him, and let him be himself. And it was heaven. So, Patricia, thank you for travelling all the way from Ireland. I hope you two made it to the shops the next day. I know there was a big blitz going on for sorting the flat out. We talked about where to go and get some bits and knickknacks. I want pics of how the flat's looking, because I know that it was all very exciting. Now, have you caught up on all our recent episodes? Last week, we spoke to the amazing Alice Oseman about the latest instalment of Heartstopper. If you haven't listened, go back and listen, is all I can say. I've just listened to the podcast. It was such a lovely interview, said someone on Instagram. Our Culture Club episode came out on Tuesday with Jason Okundaye, all about his new book, Revolutionary Acts, Love and Brotherhood in Black Gay Britain. It's out today, so make sure you grab your copies. Very cool. Now, does anyone else feel a gay GM coming on? Let's go have a listen.
Welcome back!
Yeah!
Where were we?
Where were we?
Tom, you've got nothing on your clipboard. What's happening?
I just thought they were prop. Well, all you've got is a series of doodles and squeak. What have you got on yours?
Some thoughts.
Mine just says Jackie Weaver on it.
Because you were trying to remember that lady's
name. She was
name.
The mood board for tonight.
Yeah, she very much is the mood board for tonight. You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver.
Suze, I feel you're a bit far away there.
Am I? Mm. It's because I felt like I had my back to these people and I felt rude.
Don't worry, no one's noticed. It's not fine. Like you sat right in the middle. Welcome back, though. Welcome back.
Hi. Welcome back, everybody.
Jamie, did you have some nice chats with people offering their felicitations?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Felicitations sounds rude.
It's not. It's just greetings that are...
Felicitous.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Everything sounds rude if you want it to.
Go on, then.
Dry roasted peanuts. Filth. Absolute filth.
Stop. Beryl
handwriting. Oh, please. Put it away. Stop it. Now, sorry, Chris.
Tom, should we talk through what's happening in this half?
Yes.
Next slide, please. Part two. Welcome to part two, everybody.
There's nine parts.
There's nine parts.
People are like, oh, that first half was dragging, but there.
You know the last train? Not happening. So we're going to start with the Homo sapiens and like-minded friends yearly appraisal, because it wouldn't be an AGM without a look back at the year. And
yes,
let's dig into the mechanics of the whole thing, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
I'd love to.
I'd love to dig into Mike and the mechanics.
Now that does sound rude.
All right, Beryl. 360 appraisals, because none of us have actual jobs.
Yeah.
The idea of it is quite novel, I think, to us.
Yeah,
isn't
I love
it?
The idea of an appraisal.
Appraisal, asking about how you think you're doing.
Yes, absolutely.
That sort of thing. And I thought.
How do you think you're doing?
Most of the time, badly.
That was genuinely one of my questions.
Really? How am I doing?
No, what do you think you're doing?
What do I think?
What do you think you're doing? It's here.
Well, Susie, do you want to answer that one?
As a podcast or just as a person?
What do you two think you're doing? This is part of your... So this is your appraisal.
As like-minded friends, what do we think we're doing?
I think your appraisal has started, yes.
Yes, okay. This is it. Well, the thing was, we were on... Sorry, you had your mouth shaped ready to say a word and I was like, I've got a thing I need to say.
No, dear, you first.
No, Susie.
Okay, so just going to write a note here, squabbly. probably...
Mansplaining. Go on, put that as well. Mansplaining as well.
Mansplaining.
Non-stop telling me how to live my life.
Talking. Mansplaining corduroy.
I was going to say we don't know what it is, and then you were going to tell the story about Saturday Kitchen.
Oh, Saturday Kitchen. We were going to be like... they were, because we knew they were going to say, what's the podcast about? And we know full well.
Fuck all.
We don't have a fucking clue.
Got a fucking clue. And we can't believe people like it. We'd carry on making it if no one was listening. It would just be a phone call.
I don't... These could all be Homo sapien audience as well. We don't know that they've... That these are
clang.
Listeners.
Clang.
Clang. But, I mean, we started Like-Minded Friends...
Because we weren't busy enough.
We didn't have any work. B, we didn't have any friends. And... C,
and then we thought... Can we do something with both of these things?
And the third thing was, no one was doing a podcast. This was back in 2016. For the Brexit vote as well, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was before that.
Yeah, because we did campaigning, didn't we?
We...
For Remain, don't worry.
But then we... what did you say? Portsmouth?
I'm from Portsmouth. Are you from Portsmouth?
Oh, no.
Portsmouth voted to leave.
Oh, I assume so. Oh. I mean, I voted to leave there at 18, so. But I've never gone back, so. Yeah, I mean, only for Christmas.
Anyway, we're not here to talk. We're not. Who do we think we are? Alistair Campbell and Rory Stewart.
I'll be Rory.
Actually.
Met Alistair Campbell once. He was wearing a full tracksuit, and I like that.
Oh, I wouldn't. I don't think I would find that quite intimidating. He's very tall, isn't he?
Very tall, and yeah, just quite direct. But was
I find that intimidating? I saw him interview Delia Smith once.
Okay, so this question this question's gone on a bit long.
That's no, gay culture.
This is what the podcast is. This is what we think we're doing.
Sorry, I just thought
waffling.
Talk to me about what happened with Diana.
Please.
Oh, Delia.
Delia.
I'm sorry, okay.
Are we still on Saturday Kitchen?
Oh.
No, that was the sentence. That was a previous paragraph you're thinking about there. Delia Smith had brought out a book. It didn't make any sense. And Alistair Campbell couldn't even work it out. And I thought, if he can't work it out, I don't know what the fuck this book is. But we still got her to sign it at the end. We were so excited.
Who's we?
Me and my friend Alexa. And... that was the Delia Smith story.
Okay. So we were going on Saturday Kitchen.
Oh, if you want, Chris, yeah, we'll tell that story. But we went on Saturday Kitchen and they said to us, be ready to talk about what the podcast is. And we were going to be like, we don't know what it's about.
We thought it would be funny to be on Saturday Kitchen as a PR opportunity and just to say, don't listen to it. If you're watching this and you enjoy us, don't listen. You won't like it. Really bad. It's really rubbish. And they were like, no, you can't do that.
They're like, don't say that. People have said that before.
Won't like
it looks
it.
Really bad. And we do. We put a lot of love into it. I mean, we set it up in whenever it was, 2016.
Yes.
And that was really before anybody was. Well, there were people doing podcasts, but they weren't.
It was just you and Joe Rogan.
It was just
us, Joe Rogan, and the team from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yes.
And
so we all have dinner together
was it?
Regularly.
The Spiral, or what was the weird mystery one?
Cereal, yeah.
Cereal, yeah.
But then that got on my nerves. Didn't that get on your nerves? Because I liked it at first, and then it got to the end, and I thought, Cereal?
Yes.
I don't remember what happened.
No, because nothing happened, because she was like, sometimes I think maybe we shouldn't have reopened the case. Anyway, bye. Why did you do what? Anyway.
Are we still talking about Delia on Saturday Kitchen?
Yes.
Good.
So then we had...
So why was she doing a case?
Why was she...
So Delia's solving a mystery, Saturday Kitchen.
It was a pastry case.
It was a pastry... No. So then we started to recall why we did start it up, and actually what we felt was, at that point, we'd both been on the circuit for over 10 years at that point, I think. And
yeah,
about
almost
10 years.
For me, yeah.
And then...
You must remember you're older.
And that's gay culture. We felt like there wasn't actually that much representation of us.
No.
There was some, but it was all... I don't know, it didn't feel as kind of... It didn't seem to represent the kind of quirky outsiderness that we kind of came to embody.
And we like the fact that we're two different flavours of gay. Mm.
Mine's quite bitter.
Yeah, horrid. Horrid, very sharp.
Very good.
But also, do you think...
Whereas mine's gravy.
People say sometimes it's unusual for gay men and lesbians to be friends. Was that part of it?
Well, I think we just are. But it is quite nice to sort of highlight that. When I met Tom, I didn't go, oh, finally a gay one. I've caught them all. It's not like getting a Jigglypuff.
Well, okay, so...
I wish you wouldn't call me that. We've all put on a few pounds, okay?
So answer me that. How did you two first meet?
Oh, well.
Guardian Soulmates.
It was. Which is closed. Which is closed.
I know.
It?
I met one of my boyfriends on Guardian Soulmates.
How many boyfriends do you have?
And he's here tonight. No. How many boyfriends have I had?
No,
don't ask
have.
A gay man that.
Oh.
It's like counting the rings on an oak tree. you've got to cut them down before you can
see. Exciting answer. Anyway, so how did you meet?
We were doing a gig for a charity.
Tell all your friends.
And we both.
It's the last one we've ever done.
Yeah, don't
literally,
do it anymore.
Literally, yeah.
And we both had terrible gigs.
Oh, absolutely fucked it up.
Died
oh,
on
it was
our
terrible.
Asses.
Awful. This so charity hard. Was furious with us.
I had to follow a raffle, which is quite hard with the surname Ruffle. And they were far more interested in the prizes of the raffle.
And I was trying to be all sort of, what is it, Billy Big Balls. And I went in there and went in.
You know Tom, Billy Big Balls.
That was Hello. Your stage name for a little while, wasn't it?
Hello, two tickets for Billy Big Balls, please. Yes, they've been left at the box office. see Wicked, yes. And so I bought like a few, what do they call them, lines of the raffle. And thank you. There are some gays here in their late 40s. And anyway, I did that to be magnanimous when I went in because we were being so generous to give up our time for this charity.
Yes, but don't you also remember the people that ran the charity were like, oh, you're here, great. Like they were furious that we'd turned up, even
yeah,
though they booked
annoyed.
Us.
Oh, they were, yeah, there were other gays there. Oh, it's disgusting. And then...
what do you mean I'm not different and interesting here?
We didn't... From the get-go, we felt uncomfortable. And then...
We both had terrible gigs.
We both had terrible gigs, and then I won the raffle.
No.
And in that scenario, what most people that were performing would do would go, oh, no, put them back in.
Oh, is that...
But Tom was like, I'm fucking having them.
Bollocks to that.
What did you win?
Two tickets to see Priscilla.
Priscilla...
Queen of the Desert.
Oh, on stage. On stage.
Not... What did you think I meant? Priscilla Presley.
She might have done something... Released a record?
She might have done, but she... No, she hadn't. I would like to have met her.
So did you bond at this event?
We bonded.
We bonded.
And why did you stay in touch?
We had no other friends.
have we not made it clear?
We were... Of our age group, I suppose. There were other queer comics
Remember
around.
Maybe you are older than me.
But we felt... kindred in that we were sort of going through the same thing. We were sort of trying to get in the door and couldn't.
Yeah, we were trying to get into comedy, and we were also, without being too sort of bleak, it was at a time when we were routinely being like homophobically heckled on stage. Like,
oh, yeah,
were you?
A few times a week someone would be like, dyke, or just shout something horrible
at me, which was really
so confusing. And a lot of the time it was me, so
Susie, why do you keep turning up my gigs?
I'd
call her a fag. It was people were just perturbed, really.
It was so confusing.
They were nice, well-meaning people. The rest
gay
of
culture.
The... That's gay culture.
Gay culture.
Flipping prejudice on its head. And
but we used to phone each other after our tough gigs.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was. People still phoned each other.
Can you imagine? We didn't voice note.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
No, and so we sort of became really close because we'd be like, oh, it happened again.
Yeah,
I had a cry on the way home. Can I talk to you? Are you anywhere near Soho? Do you want to go to GAY late? And dance and feel sick in the morning? Yes, let's do that.
And we remember we went there and because I didn't have many queer friends to go out on the scene with.
No, we went
so
on the scene.
So I always do it with
the
show.
Yeah,
and
too.
We went, I remember going to GAY, the normal one, on not the late one, on the main street.
Yeah.
And we went to the basement, which you said is the lesbian quarters.
Yeah.
But there was no one in there.
No, that's right.
It was just a...
That's what it's like being a lesbian.
Yes.
You go down there, they're not here tonight. Oh, well.
I guess
they've all coupled up this week. I'm not going back upstairs and dance with the boys.
It was a ping pong table and a...
Yeah, well, she wasn't around. I did that trick for Tom. He hated it.
But you had, what was the lesbian bar on the corner in Soho? The star of thingy?
Oh, Fingers or something? What's it called? What's it called?
No, that's my nickname.
What's it called?
Sheba?
No,
Sheba.
The new one. That's the new one. Star of, does anyone remember?
You're thinking of Candy Bar.
No, it was near Candy Bar, but it was like wooden on the outside, round the corner. Star of... I was going there all the time with my lesbian friend as a favour.
I think that's after my time.
Really?
What? Or before my time.
Wooden on the outside.
Keeps going on about being younger. It was.
I'm 12.
It was wooden on the outside. It was 2 seconds from Candy Bar.
Friends.
Liberties. No.
What, the show?
Now that's a.
Yes, that's gay culture.
That's gay culture.
Yeah, that's a gay bar.
Does anyone know this bar that?
It was called the Star of...
Oh.
Huh? No, near there.
The Star of what?
Oh, that Swiss restaurant that I've never seen anyone go in. On Wardour Street.
Drugs front.
Is it nice?
Drugs front.
It was always empty and I spent a lot of time in there with my lesbian friend.
It's just a joke.
It's a lesbian bar? No, it's a downstairs dance bar. Oh, a fondue? It's damp.
That's the name of the lesbian bar.
It's damp downstairs.
Okay, fine, I'll invest. I'm Deborah Meadham, I'm in.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Just filling in the form here. It's still
pretty blank.
Susie Ruffle, Tom Waffle is still going on.
Oh my God, that is a gay bar I would go to.
Now,
and waffle stand. People love waffles.
I love waffles.
When you're on holiday and you walk past a waffle stand, how can you resist?
You can't.
Do you remember when we went on holiday to Berlin?
Yeah.
And we went to that. Yeah. And you. We got bikes, which was really confusing. That's what we thought they shouted at us. And then we went to that club night themed around Cher.
Yeah, club night themed around Cher. Everyone was dressed as Cher other than me and Tom, apart from one man who had come as a chair. It was so good.
Very witty.
Wow.
It was so good. We got really drunk and cycled home. It was so dangerous. And then we took our bikes in the elevator. Oh, it was a real... But it was great, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great fun. But it was things like that that made us realise, you know what, maybe there's a place for uncool queer people like us who aren't
Let's just start talking.
Why don't we just start talking about it? And a lot of people would be like, maybe to a therapist. And we thought...
I can't afford that right now. So.
What about if we recorded it, put it up, not for money, because, Lord knows, nobody wanted to sponsor that. And
still don't.
And then new podcast came along, which turned out to be huge. But we don't talk about, you know, eating or procreating. We just talk about
us
and bath mats. And so we found that in being niche, we've actually reached out to 8 to 9 other people.
A huge part of the bath mat community.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you're best friends, but have you, behind the scenes, peeking behind the shower curtain, if you will...
Please,
have,
which I hope has been... I hope it has been closed after you, it's to dry.
Have you ever fallen out?
No. I don't think so.
You did speak to me sternly.
Do you want me to tell this story to say why?
Once Do you in want me to tell this Taunton, when I was looking at in the window of a pottery shop on the way to the gig, and you said to me, "Are you trying to be late for the show tonight?" And I said no. But then I realised we were running late.
I don't remember that.
Well, it burnt into my
heart. I thought you were going to talk about when I told you off in... Oh, do I always tell you off?
No. I need it sometimes.
You do need it. In New York, I told you off once.
When?
When we were in the piano bar.
Oh, no. We got thrown out.
Well, you did, and I went with you. Because I'm your friend. I was being really nice, singing along to,
God, do you know those piano bars, if you've been to one, where the performers come in and they start belting out a number and you're like right in your face, and your peers...
We paid to go in. That's that's what the show was. What? They didn't just start fucking singing.
Tom,
we chose to go there.
Do you think that's what the front row are going to say tonight? Just shouting in our face. We're sitting right there, trying to have a drink.
Shouting.
But Tom kept sort of joining in.
Kept what?
Joining in.
Drilling in?
Joining in.
Oh, dear. Oh, was it a show tune?
Yep.
What was they joining in with?
There was that one from Waitress that you didn't really know the words to? You know, the big one that people with really, really good voices sing?
Well, you know, it's nice, isn't it, to join in? It shows that you like what you're watching.
Well, we got asked to leave.
Well, imagine if everyone thought like that. You know, there'd never be that orgy, would there?
But I think that's the only time. I think I've told Tom off twice. And you've never told me off.
No, of course not.
Would you ever fire off an email being like, hey, or is it all quite sort of genial?
No, the things that annoy Tom about me just run underneath and eventually he'll kill.
No.
I don't know.
No, there's nothing to annoy me.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not judgy, you know.
This is a safe space, you two, so feel free to... If you want to air
like
anything tonight...
It does smell like...
Why are you squeezing him so hard?
Because he's mine.
So, I think
have we passed the appraisal?
I've got one last question for you.
Sure.
Before I can just work out... I mean, past is a big word. Talk to me about your listeners, your wonderful listeners, and all
there's four of them.
One, two, three, four.
Here they are.
Sometimes they write in, which we're always very thrilled about.
Well, this is it. So tell me some of your favourite emails you've had in, or letters.
We get quite a lot of emails from new mums who listen to us in the middle of the night when they're breastfeeding. I'm not joking. Honestly, we've had about 50 of those emails being like, this is probably a really weird thing to say. And we're like, no, babe, apparently it's very normal. She's like, at 3 a.m, I always listen to you when I'm
people
feeding my
daughter. Hear our voices and they whip out their boobs.
And it's because I do the podcast topless, but you don't know that because...
Yes, that's right, because then now they force us to video them. It's been difficult.
Yeah, it's been hard. I just blur them out with bigger tits. I just put other tits on top of my tits.
Somebody should do that. That'd be so funny. Like ones from a statue or something.
If it's
a Reuben, people don't...
I was thinking more of like, you know, Eurotrash.
Oh, yeah.
Lola Ferrari, gay culture.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Oh, dear. Okay, so thank you. You've both passed the yearly appraisal.
That's great news. Thank God we can carry on.
What a carry on.
So,
let's talk about
Homo sapiens.
Yes, let's.
How long have you been doing it?
Since 2017. So what's that, 7 years?
Very good. Very good. And very clang. Indeed. And so you've always got guests.
Absolutely.
And how does that come about? Do you are
so
there people that
mainly
you
mainly email?
Yeah. Thanks.
There's so many daggers coming my way from behind you there, Tom.
No,
see,
me.
Then she turns
no,
them
for
off.
Me, darling.
Oh, for me. Oh, is that... Are you...
me, darling. No, he's going to get told off later, don't worry.
I told you not...
No, because you get really amazing guests.
Yeah, really good.
But so, you've had us.
Cynthia.
Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon.
Yeah, I just call her Cynthia.
What do you call her, Cynthia, for short?
Synth.
We always write people a handwritten postcard inviting them on.
That's nice.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Absolutely.
I didn't get one.
Stone cold truth.
I didn't
truth.
Get one of those.
Oh, shit.
You mean when you invite very, very famous people, don't you?
No. Is anyone here from the production team? What happened with their postcards? No, we do. We do. We write. We did a crossover episode. It was different. Right? So I'm sorry. That's what we say. I'm sorry.
So you write a letter?
Yeah.
Dear Synth?
Dear Synth, how's it going?
Loved
the whole mayoral candidate thing.
Yeah. Just like that, I'd like to have you on the show.
New York forever. And then, you know, and then they write back and all the rest of it.
Maybe you could write to Kim Cattrall and she could just be on it on the phone.
Gay culture. That would be great. Yeah. We've never invited Kim Cattrall on. Maybe that's... I'm going to write that down on my appraisal. Mm,
you
Kim
should watch her. Have you seen
Cattrall.
That video of her scatting?
Oh, my God. That
of
video
her
of her scatting.
Scatting.
While her husband plays the upright bass.
The musical scatting. Take your mind out of the...
I know.
Gutter.
I mean...
Disgusting. Some of you have flown Club World. Sorry, everybody. Some people in the room...
I've really let themselves
down. We're all
down.
In the gutter, but some of us are staring at Kim Cattrall scatting.
So he's playing the bass, and she's going, scooby-doo-boo, da, ba da da doo-doo-doo, and it's...
And the rabbit and the roll and the
yeah,
hat
that's
and the
it. And then it's cut over with her doing, like, a talking and going...
Oh.
Sometimes wonderful. He just, you know, gets his... bass and I sort of just let the improvisation come over me.
Whoa.
Then she's going, just...
But didn't she once say, I never want to spend even an hour doing something I don't want to do?
Yeah, well,
that must be such a slam
that.
To you, Chris.
But she was very sweet. She did put it in writing.
She did handwrite it.
Dear Chris... And I thought, I'm just touched. I'm very touched. Thank you, Kim. It was really cute of her.
So nice. Oh, yes. So nice. But you've had wonderful, wonderful guests. And I feel it's a very transatlantic podcast.
Yeah.
You have a lot of American big stars on there.
Very international, very inclusive. You know, yeah, we do. Anyone you want to know about in particular?
Well, I was interested about Cynthia Nixon. Was she nice?
She was really nice.
Mm. What? Did you meet her in real life? IRL?
IRL.
Really?
This is pre-COVID.
Wow.
When people did meet IRL. And So Alan Cumming was my co-host for a couple of seasons.
I was going to ask about that as well.
And we went to New York and we did a season of interviews there. And... Cynthia Nixon lives in New York. Alan lives in New York. So she came around to Alan's house and we did the interview there. And she was just amazing. Like, so normal. And, like, I think she walked there.
No.
Yeah. Put it this way. I didn't hear a helicopter before she knocked on the door.
No,
so I was like, I think
corner.
Subway or...
She got a sandwich before she...
She was holding, yes, this is all making sense.
Sub.
Yeah, meatball sub.
She loves meatball
with
marinara.
Cheese. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
If you're going to run for mayor in New York, you need to like a meatball, right?
You gotta love
right?
those.
Yes.
I don't know. You gotta love those meatballs. It's my pitch to be me. And also, you did start it off with Alan Cumming.
No, I started it with Will Young.
With Will Young was your first song.
God, you've been around the block.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Started off with Will.
So when, way back at the very beginning, like when you guys started, there were no podcasts. It was us, Joe Rogan, and The Spiral. And we had...
Isn't The Spiral that French detective series?
Tom, it's on BritBox.
That's enough of that, yes.
It's not. It's on FrenchBox.
And me and Will Young had met because we become friends because I was a music video director and I directed lots of his videos.
Oh, which one?
Did you do the Evergreen one?
No.
Did you do the one where he was walking 40, backwards?
Not 50.
Walked backwards in the gallery.
Walking backwards? With the hard nipples? Leave right now, thank you.
Leave right now. It's with the hard nipples.
Is he walking backwards?
Yeah, the whole of the video is just...
I'm not bothered about the walking back.
Okay, don't worry. Yeah. I've got great. Imagine. Don't worry. I've got great spatial awareness.
Imagine.
No, I did the one where he was a pregnant man. I don't know if anyone remembers that. And I did the one where he trained a dog to dance with him at Crufts. did I do the skydiving one?
No, he did the one where he trained a dog to dance at Crufts. This is like, keep up.
This is like my mother-in-law, who my other job is I direct TV shows and films. She goes to me.
The tourist.
Tell her stuff I've done, and she goes, and I'll be like, oh, I did this thing. It was like filmed in Australia, and it was with these actors, blah blah blah. And she's like, Hugh Grant, and I'm like, no, Hugh Grant wasn't in it. She's like, what about the other one? And I'm like. She's like, Hugh Grant? And I'm like, no, Hugh Grant isn't in it. Like, how do I explain this to you? She just, unless Hugh Grant's in it, she's not interested.
Did she like Paddington?
She wouldn't be. She's going off one point of reference. This is where I have to remember this is being recorded. Which is, she watched Four Weddings and a Funeral, and that's it. That's where cinema ended for her.
I think it ended for a lot of people, actually.
So Will and I set the podcast up together, did lots of interviews, and then Alan Cumming joined, and we did lots of interviews together and all the rest
with
of
Will
it.
As well?
No, this is Will stopped, Alan started. Then that's where we went to New York and did things like that. But back in the day, in the original day, probably for you two as well, although you only ever had one guest, it was very different.
Oh,
Getting guests is really hard now.
Yeah, it was... people didn't know what a podcast was, so you could write someone a little handwritten note, and they go, okay.
That sounds like quirky and underground.
Yeah.
But I do think with podcasts, people talk about them as though they're a new thing, and then I want to go, you know Radio 4 has been going for like 100 years? And they're like, what's that? And it's like, it's a podcast that runs all the time.
And has the shipping forecast
the
at
shipping
night.
For which obviously I love, Sailing By.
I love it.
The World Service, I love it. And Farming Today, if I'm up early.
Love Farming Today,
that's gay culture.
It really is.
Do you think it is?
Absolutely.
Do you think it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quirky, it's not quirky, what am I saying? It's underground.
I mean, it's definitely dull on one level, but it's also, you know, it's homely. That's why I like it.
Yeah, and it's not bright lights.
Big city.
No, it's small town. Well, it's a village. It's a farming village.
It's
a farm.
It's arable.
It's arable. It's mixed. It's what?
Ambridge.
Ambridge. Thank you.
Thank God you're here. Thank you so much.
I mean, I do. Chris, do you ever get starstruck?
Oh, yeah.
Right now, yes. No, I don't. I did do a thing. So, Jake Shears very kindly came on the podcast when we were in New York.
Clang.
And Jake Shears from Scissor Sisters. And
they know.
Okay, fine.
You don't, not in this room.
Scissor
you don't
Sisters,
need
gay culture? Gay culture?
Oh my God, he's the original gay culture.
He actually did invent it.
He invented it.
Elton, Jake, animatronic, Dua Lipa. And, and nobody in between. Zero.
No.
But I do remember Jake turned up at the house, and he was is incredibly handsome.
Incredible eyes.
Yeah, and he came in the room, and I was sort of going, like, not even, I was just slightly clocking that he was extremely handsome. And then I looked around at Alan, who was looking at me like, and I was like, anyway, who wants a drink? So, yes, that would, I don't think that would be starstruck, but I was kind of like.
It's dick struck.
Dick struck. Dick struck.
Isn't that a Cher film?
Do you know what, Tom? If the money's right, yes.
I'm not gonna party, little girl.
Yeah. With a vocoder.
What about bad guests?
Oh yeah, what happens?
Because that's the thing when you interview people. Sometimes people aren't super fun. And you've still got to be
Susie and I are still interviewing each other and finding each other interesting because we both talk such a lot of fucking
nonsense.
And
then you call each other up afterwards going, God, terrible guest this week. Oh, nightmare.
Unbearable.
Listen, we've been really lucky. All our guests have been amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hang on.
Safe space here.
Yes. But we have had one guest, and I actually can't remember if this went out or not. But anyway, I'm not going to say who it is because that's mean. But they were really full on, and it was quite a strange experience because they were like texting me before they arrived, and it was Tom Allen. And they were texting me before they arrived, going, "You're going to get me some alcohol, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, I think this might be a joke, but okay, fine." And then they arrived, and they were like, "Where is the alcohol?" And this, by the way, sorry, I need to clarify. This was at 11 in the morning. And I was like, there's no alcohol. Sorry, I actually thought you were joking. And they were like, get the alcohol. And I was like, okay. So anyway, we did do the chat, but I don't think I ever made it out onto it. No, I'm too lazy. That was it. I was just like, I'm not going to the shops. You go to the shops. But yeah, that was quite full on.
And what do you think makes a good interview? Like, what are you trying to get out of the people when you're talking to them, do you find?
Well, good question, Tom. So taking back a couple of bits on your appraisal, actually quite smart, despite appearances.
Where's the alcohol? In my mouth.
Well, it's not meant to be an interview, it's meant to be a conversation. That's the thing, because that's what we always say. It's like, we're just trying to have a chat.
That's deep.
But that's what you two are having. You're having a conversation on your podcast.
It's not a conversation if you're not listening to each other, is it?
It's more like a stream of consciousness for two people that run alongside each other. Two people in different stages of breakdown.
That's the thing that people don't know about your two's podcast, is you're not actually together. No. You just sort of talk.
I've never met Susie
until
tonight.
Yeah. And first impressions?
Nice. It's nice.
Suze, yours? First impressions of Tom?
Yeah, bold.
Now, Tom, there's a little bit left if you want to chuck that.
Very drinkable, that wine here. Like,
I've noticed, darling.
Come on, we're all out on a Thursday night. I've got to do a voiceover in the morning, actually.
Okay, what for?
Clang. Thank you.
What's it for?
Well, I don't like to talk about my serious work, but I've actually made a documentary.
Oh. What's it about?
It's about, I don't know. And no, it's about...
Farming today.
Farming today. Arable, pastoral, mixed. That's what I remember from geography in year 9. There are arable farms, there are pastoral farms... And some of them are called mixed. Didn't even mention dairy farms. Anyway.
Is that not pastoral?
Sorry. What?
Is that pastoral?
Pastoral?
Is that dairy?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about the clergy again. Anyway, I'm doing this documentary about gay marriage and 10 years of gay marriage in the UK. Yeah, I'm doing the voiceover of that tomorrow. So when you watch it, if you do watch it, expect the voiceover to be like, 10 years ago! Oh, yeah, we had fun. Sorry, I've just thrown up on the microphone. Can we go again? anyway, so...
So, yes.
So it's a conversation. And do you feel, because I... As I say, like, I know there is more representation now of, like, queer perspectives, but did you start it off as something that you thought, you know, would kind of represent people in a way that wasn't being served?
So the way it all started was me and Will Young both listened to Women's Hour on Radio 4.
That's gay
culture. About 4 hours.
Right there.
4 hours after Farming Today. Yeah. It's on, 10 a.m. every day. And they had their anniversary of... I think it was 30, 40 years of Women's Hour. Mm-hmm. And they said, they were doing lots of anniversary programming. And they said, oh, our listenership is 30% men, so we have to cater to the men. And I was like, that's hilarious that the 1 hour a week that's like women's hour has to still be catered towards the men. And I was like, why has no one done like an LGBT version of that? So like the world from a queer perspective once a week.
My goodness, yeah.
And it could be like, you know, what I love about women's hour is like, they'll have Michelle Obama on, but then the next day they'll be talking about like bunions and how to sort them out. You know what I mean? Like it's very like, it'll mix. So we've yet to do our bunions piece, but yeah, so it was sort of, it was inspired by that. And we were like, oh, maybe we'll try and do it on Radio 4 and blah, 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 blah. Then we were like, actually, should we just record it on our iPhones, which we did. And that was the first episode and we uploaded it there and then.
Great.
The rest is history.
The rest is history. Queer history. Is the West is
Quistry.
Queer culture. Queer culture. I was going to say
it's queer culture.
Quilture. Squelcher.
Now, what?
Now, what's happening?
Do you think we need to move on to our Rolex?
Oh no,
our Rolex allocation.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because we have got a structure with this tonight.
Got to hear about it.
A lot of people are just going, when do they move on to the next bullet point?
So it's all there behind you, Tom.
Treasurer.
Treasurer.
At the Treasury, do you have a lot of Treasury tax? Don't worry.
Treasury tax, did you say?
Treasury tags. When you did a project at school, you went to the hole punch and you punched through your pages. A lot of... Look, I'm not... I'm not. That's the lie bell. And... Well, for a lot of younger queers, I think doing well at projects was a way to validate ourselves, thank you. Whether it was about the Romans or the Tudors or the Greeks, they invented
it. But as a gay man, do you ever think about the Roman Empire?
Only when I walk past chariots.
Well,
it's what they would have wanted. What they would have wanted.
Suze, do you ever think about the Roman Empire?
No, very rarely.
Like, never. Yeah. How often do you think about Kylie?
Well, of course I have met Kylie.
In some ways, we've just been building to this. Or no.
I haven't actually met Kylie. I've met Kylie in the way that, like, if Kylie had gone past in a car, I shouted at her in the street.
You got to take the crumbs sometimes.
Let me tell you, I had been out for the day. It was the day after the Royal Variety.
Clang.
You can imagine the atmosphere in London. It was electric. And... Hannah Waddingham had done something, and it was really tremendous. And then the next day I was out for lunch and I was enjoying myself, and then I remembered we had to go to Kylie Minogue that night.
That is, you're such a bad gay. But you were enjoying lunch so much you forgot you were seeing Kylie.
Look, I just live in the moment. I have got that mindfulness app. What's it called?
Headspace?
No, not Headspace. The other one.
Grindr.
No,
Headspace. Very good.
Space for head. And the Insight Timer got it. Got it to calm down. What did I do? Forgot to cancel the free trial. Absolutely fucking livid. Anyway, I'm trying to live in the moment. I'm having a nice lunch. I look at the invitation. We've got to be at Kylie in 10 minutes. We have to run through Winter Wonderland. Gasp, thank you. And then got there absolutely shit-faced. They gave me a question they wanted me to ask Kylie. I immediately forgot that. They said...
Oh, this is Kylie Live, Kylie ITV, yes. You're talking about.
They said, and Tom's got a question. Kylie says, Tom's got a question. And I go, yes! They haven't given me the questions, though. Even though they literally just had. So I said, I'm just going to make up some things. I wanted to say on behalf of all the gays in the world, thank you for everything you've done. I turned into Katharine Hepburn for some reason. And let me tell you.
Someone's just taking the mic away from you.
They were. She was saying, okay, let's move it along.
She was like this.
She was, but she was lying semi-supine on top of a white grand piano.
And even from there, she's like running things.
She was slamming her own head in the lid of the piano.
But I knew that it was stressful the night before because I got a missed call from Tom at about 9:30 in the morning, and that never happens.
When I was on the way there, wasn't it?
No, you know, you're on the next day.
Oh,
that's how I knew that you were like, yeah, I'm fine. Just had having one of those hangover days, but I don't think it's as bad as I thought it was. And I was like, well, what did you do? He said, well, Kylie had to tell me to shut up. And I was like, I know that you're calling me for reassurance, but I think it might be as bad as you thought it was.
It was terrible. It was like I decided to like record a Netflix special in the middle of Kylie's concert. Like, blah, 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 blah. And you can imagine like the Albert Hall filled with gay men. I mean, can you imagine a more judgy group of people?
Some A-gays too.
What ones?
A-gays.
A-gays. Oh, those vicious A-gays.
Yes.
In their polo shirts popped. Mm?
Was, oh, no,
Ryan's
not
very
Ryan.
Nice. Don't,
he's
we won't
lovely.
Be drawn on that.
We don't mean him. He's lovely.
No further comment at this time. Thank you. Thank you.
He was one of the people there. No, I meant the people in the boxes.
So is this working towards the treasure or not? I can't quite work it out. Because we need to find a treasure.
We need to do these jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. So Ed works in the treasury.
I think that just means... So are you good with money, Ed? Edward? Ed? Yeah. Are you Ed or Edward?
Yeah. Edmund?
Ed. Ed. Ed.
Ted?
Not Teddy? Ted. No. Babe? Okay, we're both with me. Okay, great. Babe, why would you be good? What? Are you good with money?
Yeah, really good.
Really good?
Yeah.
Clang.
Clang, yeah. Have you got an ISA?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. That's good.
No need to go on about it.
Have you got your savings in a high interest account?
What about a fixed term deposit?
Have you got a fixed term mortgage? Because they're hard to come by now. Yeah.
He's got a blazer.
He's got. That doesn't mean anything, a blazer.
Well, I wouldn't trust you with our money.
No, so don't this trust is me. I'll spend it all on blazers.
What did you say?
I'll spend it all on blazers.
And high
biz. You said lezzers. And I thought, oh, what
don't
am I
give
getting?
Me your money. I'll just spend it all on lezzers.
You spend
my
away.
My birthday again.
Where's all your money gone? I don't know. Susie and I got a yacht.
But I love that yacht. You better believe I love that yacht. Okay.
So if we want Ed to be treasurer...
I think Ed's the treasurer.
Great. Give us an applause.
Okay. Should I take him over
Ed,
a badge?
We're going to take you over a badge.
Ed, you're part of the committee now.
Don't throw it, Susie. It's got a pin attached.
You are...
Blind before, man.
This is a... Did anyone do a health and safety report?
I assumed you did.
No, I didn't, because
Susie,
my pen ran
out. Did you do a health
out.
And safety audit?
No.
Right, okay, what's the next thing?
We're looking for a secretary now.
Right,
now
is anyone a PA?
PA or secretary
Can
in the
anyone
house?
Touch type? WPM. Have you got shorthand?
Have you got long arms?
Have you got...
Long arms with shorthands. That's what we're looking
what's
for.
What's your name? What's your name?
Emma.
Hello, Emma. Emma, welcome.
What do you do, Emma?
I'm a school counsellor.
Oh.
Very good.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting.
And do you have to do a lot of note-taking in a school counselling capacity?
Yeah, every time I speak to a child, I have to write down what they said.
Oh.
It sounds bleaker than we were hoping. For fuck's sake, Emma.
But I'm also very resourceful because I wanted to go to the Big Kick Energy live podcast and I couldn't get tickets, so I came here.
Sorry, I do another podcast. Oh, come on, you're never off the telly. I've got to do something with my time.
Hello.
Any other contenders?
Are there any contenders?
I think
for secretary?
I've never heard of Susie's other podcast.
Well, thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
It's about women's football. Are you interested at all? Thank you. Well, then, why are you lying to be mean? It's like being back at school.
I prefer
That's I well, imagine most people in this room do.
Take that, Maisie. Take that, Maisie. I'm going to take that as a sound bite. Play it through Maisie's letterbox.
So, Suze, you get to decide secretary here.
Well, I'll decide on Emma.
Okay, you haven't got much choice, really. But
Emma,
yeah.
You got the gig.
Am I running as well? Am I doing it again?
Emma would like that. She'd like that. I mean, we need to find a chair or a share.
We need to find a share. Who here owns a share album?
I'm a chair.
What?
Could you say that again, please? I'm share bitch, is what it is.
What's happening?
What is that? Is that from?
I think that person is pretending to be Cher saying, I'm a chair. Is that what you're doing?
It's impressive.
Thank you so much.
I was tuned into it. I loved it.
That's a good
is there anyone here that's a furniture maker?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That would work.
There must be some gay cabinetry here.
We've
gay
all
been in the closet. Or gay cabinetry.
Cabinetry.
Has anyone bought even second-hand furniture?
Come on, you know they bought some G-Plan.
Yes.
They love it.
I've got G-Plan.
Put it in your Margate Terrace house. Oh,
it's Brighton.
Put a record player on top of it. One of those lamps with a big arm. Paint the sash windows olive green.
You know you're describing my house, don't you?
No. You've got lots of lovely... bottle green, you are lovely.
Bottle green, you're right.
So...
We haven't found a chair.
We haven't found anybody who's into chairs. Oh, my God.
What the hell is going on?
It's the share alarm. Don't panic, everyone.
Is that someone's pacemaker?
I told you someone was going to die.
Yeah.
It's AI.
We're not worried about someone.
Can I just say as well, that could be the opening of the new Cher song, couldn't it? Like that, with a little bit of vocoder, we'd be off.
Do you know what I think as well? When AI and the robots do take over, Cher is going to be like a natural...
She'll be like them already. She'll be their leader.
She will be, won't she? Do you believe? If I could turn back time... God bless. I think the share person could be Cher.
Yes. Now, how are we going to find the president of the gays?
Well, holes has been something gay holes is something we realised is that we all have big.
We're going to do a little show, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Please.
It's a podcast. It's an Edwardian podcast. And.
Holes in our knowledge.
Sorry to disappoint everyone. Because I didn't realise Jodie... Well, I sort of loosely thought Jodie Foster might be a lesbian, but I wasn't sure of it.
Yeah.
And then
you definitely didn't know Jodie Foster was a lesbian.
I definitely didn't know that Jodie Foster
was a lesbian.
Tom for Holes.
These were Tom's holes.
And then I've just not seen a lot of... Like, I haven't seen Heartstopper. I haven't seen Priscilla. Mm. I haven't seen All of Us Strangers. I just don't have the time. I've got a toddler.
Mm. What was my gay hole again? Hole in your knowledge.
Hole in your knowledge. You had quite a few, actually, if you don't mind my saying.
I did. I've never seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Snaps.
What was the other one? Tu Wong Fu? Not seen that either.
Have you seen the L Word?
Maybe a little bit.
Only a little
Not
bit.
Very much.
Well, that's more than I've seen.
Never seen Les Mis.
No.
Queer as Folk, you never saw, did you?
See, I then did watch it later, but once it was legal, I watched it. Those were our gay holes. What were the other ones?
What we realised is, as sort of natural outsiders that we all are, there's lots of gaps. There's lots of gaps in things that you feel like you should know or you should have seen. But it's actually okay,
I think.
I think.
I think it's okay. No, I'm just agreeing with you, love. You carry on.
I think our mission has really been to go, it's okay.
And I hope that you feel okay.
It's okay. I hope you're okay. I mean, we mentioned chariots earlier, and I realise this room is getting pretty warm. We should really move on to our final point. Why don't you shut up? I'm joking. Please continue.
So, Tom, this is what the bell's for. Yeah.
No,
what are you
going to say?
Go on, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say maybe slash everyone is an office for a
Everyone has a hole in their knowledge. Right. Together, we fill them all.
Anyway.
So how are we going to decide the president of the gays? Was it the Priscilla one?
Now, yeah, we need some contenders.
We
to
do.
Be president of the gays. To be chosen from our wonderful group of like-minded homos tonight. And allies.
And we decided there was no better way than who can guess the closest in minutes to the runtime of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
A film which these two have not seen. So who do we feel like from our evening together have been good contenders? We've had, I mean, I for one think...
I'm just getting the runtime out.
What's your name, sir? David.
Me, David.
David.
Me, David.
Me, David. A Man Called David. Do you remember those books? A Man Called David.
David, what's your guess for the running time of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
The film, of course, the fucking film. Sorry. Just really wanted to make it a supportive environment for everybody.
Tom.
No, honestly, Tom, I don't think you put a foot wrong there. You've been amazing.
Questions.
Go on.
119.
119, okay, interesting. Okay. That's okay. 1 hour 19, you say.
No, 119 minutes.
119 minutes,
well,
okay,
I can't do the
thank
maths
you.
On that.
Okay.
So that's an hour and 59 minutes. No, we haven't asked you. I'll tell you, these people who get in first to sit near the front.
What's David saying, 159?
Yes.
No, yeah.
159? Okay.
Yeah, as in 1 hour, 59 minutes.
Okay.
One hour, 59, which is, yeah.
I can't work out, what's the minutes of
what's
that?
What's 119 minutes? I've already done it, mate.
This is turning into a maths thing.
This is turning into okay. a maths thing.
We haven't spent time around here, but anyone like to have a stab in the dark of how long?
Please stop talking about that orgy all the time, Susie.
Anyone like to have a crack?
Susie, stop talking.
Hundred and four minutes. God, why are people? Tom, what's the maths on that? What's your name?
Well, that would be an hour and 44.
Matt, hello, Matt. No, it's okay. You're okay, but thank you, Emma. 114 minutes. What's that?
An hour and 44.
Thank you. I can't. I'm very tired.
You've done great. Susie's done great. I feel like we should choose someone near the back. I've got a message coming up from them.
Oh, yeah. Sally's in.
Do we want
again,
to...
I keep talking about that orgy. Emma, choose someone at random.
Emma, choose someone at random. Go on, Emma.
Go on, Emma. You've always made great choices.
Make great choices. Emma edits our podcast
Emma,
every week. Can you imagine
Emma
the shit
makes great
she's got?
Choices.
Can you imagine
can
what
you
we
imagine?
Put out? Can you imagine what she cuts? Fucking
often
hell.
The episode is 23 minutes long. What you don't realise is we've been talking for 3 days.
She has to snip out the good bits. Poor woman.
Poor Emma. She works so hard.
It's 114.
What?
114.
No, we've had that one.
Had that one.
You had 104.
What?
You had 104. This is 114. Oh, 124. That's what
right.
I meant.
124.
Sorry, my bad. My math.
What's your name?
My name's Alfie.
Oh, all right.
Why has gone to Alfie because they've never met before, but it's fine.
Okay. These are our contenders.
So we've got... 1 hour 59, 1 hour 44, and 1 hour 54.
Okay.
Chris, shh, everyone, shh, this is very tense. This is to be president of the gays for this year going forward. This is a very important time. As we know, there was a committee before.
We couldn't afford a drum roll,
they
so
had
I'll
to
do.
Be
they
dismissed.
Had to leave the committee.
They
you
had
didn't
to,
know. Had
they,
to
had
be,
were, they were all resigned but because of what happened. But...
And Beryl still hasn't been found.
Beryl.
So.
No. We don't know what's happened to Beryl, but let me tell you, those handwritten letters are beautiful.
So I'm going to give you...
Okay, so...
I'm giving you the number?
Yes.
The runtime of The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is... 1 hour... 44 minutes.
Oh, Matt! Stand up!
Matt!
Come up, Matt!
Matt, come up!
Come,
that is gay
come.
Culture.
Matt, come up!
Gay culture.
Come on, Matt. You're our new president.
We
it's good to see
you.
What do you do, Matt? Do you have a job?
No.
Yes, you do.
You do, Matt.
You do now.
Matt. What do you do with your time? Don't fuck with us.
Brunch.
You do brunch?
Brunch.
Oh, we found a wealthy guest.
House wine.
Oh, my God.
Can you adopt me? Great. I've got a new dad.
Oh, that's great. Sugar daddy. Okay.
Well, oh,
Matt, there you go. Pin that on and be careful.
Well, no, I don't want to pin it on him because I think that's cashmere.
Yeah, pin it on yourself.
I'm not going to do that. Can't put a hole in that. Oh, you can just hold it.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Matt, thank
everyone,
you so much.
Everyone, huge round of applause, please, for Matt.
What a wonderful president.
Matt, who doesn't have to work. And now he's the president.
Now, are you Australian? Did I detect an Australian?
I'm Australian, yes.
So how appropriate. Of course you would know the runtime of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
It was a guess.
It was, whereabouts in Australia are you from?
Sydney,
I've never heard of there, but I'm sure it's nice.
Sounds lovely.
Sounds very nice there. Oh, that's something. Do you live in London now?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you like us?
London.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that. Whereabouts do you live? Sorry, somewhere like that?
Vauxhall.
You live in Vauxhall?
Vauxhall.
Oh, oh, disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. You live in Vauxhall? Whereabouts? Under the arches?
I used to live in Vauxhall. Do you remember my flat in Vauxhall?
Oh, that was nice.
Just
yeah,
it was just above, just above Hoist, wasn't it?
Pardon?
It was just above Hoist, wasn't it? Your flat?
Yes.
Daniel, well, Matt, well done. Lovely to see you. Thank you for being
thank you for coming.
President of the Gays.
Well, we look forward to seeing you at all our future AGMs because you're president
AGMs.
Now.
Mm.
So you'll be
we don't
running
know if
things.
We're going to do this again.
Yes.
Lots of times. Well, you're great with time. So that's great. Okay.
Fabulous.
Well, we're going to finish now because we're bored. But is there anything? Is there AOB? Any other business?
Anything? Any other business? No.
I was going to say I think you should do a round of applause for Emma because she's doing such a great job.
No.
We should do a round of applause.
Round of applause.
Thank you, Emma.
We would have done that. We would have done that.
And I think a round of applause for all our new committee members.
Oh, yes, you don't have to them. And thank you so much for coming.
And thank you for listening to our respective podcasts.
Available on all platforms. Please subscribe, share with your friends.
Any platform you want to get it from. And, feel free to comment. Unless it's something...
If it's four star and above.
Four stars and above. If it's less than that, just keep it to your fucking self, okay? And...
Should we get off the stage? I feel like we're really dragging this out.
Please stop going on about that orgy. Okay, we're going to...
Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much for coming.
Very nice. Cheers. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. I do hope you enjoyed the GayGM. Next week, we've got Leighton Williams on the show. Of Strictly fame, of Billy Elliot fame, of Everybody Loves Jamie fame, of fame. Leighton is a right laugh, and boy, do we have a gas. That's coming up next week. So, subscribe, rate, all of those things. Hello to all the like-minded friends listeners who've come over here. Do enjoy yourself, take a look around, have a look back over the feed, and have a listen to one of our millions of episodes. Favourites I can recommend, Cynthia Nixon, that me, Tom and Susie spoke about in the live show, Stephen Fry, Hannah Gadsby, Billy Porter. These are some of my favourite interviews on the feed. And always Munro Bergdorf. I love Munro. Get in touch at Homo Sapiens on Instagram. Give us a follow. Find out what's happening. Email your comments, the whole shebang, hello@homosapienspodcast.com. In the meantime, don't do anything I wouldn't do. And I'm going to settle down in my Hampton Hilton in Bristol Airport and, I don't know what, finish my Diet Coke. I'm going to see if Antiques Roadshow's on, because that's the guy I am. Alrighty, everybody, lots of love.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Powered by Spirit Studios.